Soite per ches mishnehe. V'yosu ha-shoytim l'dabe la'om. The shoytim, then those that are in charge over here, add on. It's after the whole speech. There's the kohen gives the inspiration, then it says the shoytim make an announcement of who has to go back. And then there's a psenudin of v'yosu ha-shoytim l'dabe la'om. What do they say? V'omru mi'o yishayori v'rach ha-levo v'yelech v'yoshuv l'beisoy. Those that are fearful, those that are frightened of battle, the halacha is they should go back. Now the Rav, Rashi, point that over here, the V'yosu ha-shoytim l'dabe la'om, the emphasis is this. Before the Pasuk said, the Kohen V'shoch Muhammad gives a speech, Shema Yisrael, Atem, V'chulei, all the Divrei B'tochen, V'amuna, not to be afraid. The second part is sending back those that have a Ptur. That part the Pasuk also says, the Shoytim say. But that's Mufurish in the Gemara, that's the Shoytim are just saying over in a loud voice what the Meshuach Muhammad said. Be'etzem, it's the drasha of the Meshuach Muhammad. They say it over. Over here, we also have Shoytim is they themselves. This is not coming from the Meshuach Muhammad. The fact that there are those that are Yori Virach Levov, and they should not be part of the Muhammad, they're disqualified because they're not Roy Lekach, that doesn't come from the Kohen, that comes from the Shoytim. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Hayori Virach Levov. Kipshutai, kimashmoi, fearful and soft-hearted. Any yochalami b'kishya mucham v'liyos chev shlufa. Pasha, he's a panic type. Rabbi Yosef Lili Yom Yori v'rach alev zeham misyom min avei shibi yodoi. We're talking about chatoim. Lefikach tol sole atoiz koleilu shi yachse b'glon. Rabbi Yosef HaGlili says gavaldi yechidish. All those that went back in Muhammad, that's what are they going back in Muhammad for? That's what they should be fighting. The Torah puts up a front that everybody who's not part of them, but they're only going back because they're Yorei V'rach HaLevov, because they have Averus, they shouldn't be Mizbayish Mipnei Acherim. You see what Klal Yisrael looked like B'Shlemus. Most of the soldiers that were there were Tzadikim, Azazor Tzadikim, that had no Pachat Mishum Averus. Those that were would be Mizbayish from the Averus Shebi Yodon. So Memela, they have to have an undercover excuse that maybe they're by his chodosh, kerem, etc. Mordek in the veld. Rabbi Yosi Yoyme, Amona l'koin godl, Grusha v'chalutza l'koin hadit, Mamzeus in the sin of Yisrael, Bas Yisrael v'mamzal v'nosin, those are Averis. How could he not be a Yori v'rach levov m'pnei Averis? Zokter, harehu ha-yori v'rach levov. The chiluv between Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, the first time, and Rabbi Yosi, Stam Rabbi Yosi, by the way, without Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, Rabbi Yosi Ben Chalafta, is Rabbi Yosi HaGlili is being koilul Averis Derabonon and Deraisa, and Rabbi Yosi is saying that Averis Deraisa is called Bali Averis, but those that are over on it is a Derabonon and not Bechalal Bali Averis. So it has to be an Averis Chamura. The obvious question is, Chalutza L'Koinedi is only Derabonon. Grusha l'koined is deraisa, chalutz l'koined is derabonon. So you have over here the same kasha that you have, l'moshel l'makis d'abeis, where the Mishnah says that edim that are made on a certain individual, that he's a ben grusha v'chalutz and he's posel l'kohuna, so they can't turn him into a ben grusha v'chalutz, a famous Mishnah. In the beginning of makis, they give him malkut. Now l'chor, the edus that passed was only derabonon. How could it be that there's a ramification, an oinish, of malkis mid deraisa? Some of the Rishonim say shigur d'lishnahu. That means whenever Chazal mention in many places over Shas, Grusha, L'Koyin Edid, so Mishnah throws in Chalutza. V'enachanami, Chalutza wouldn't be B'chlal, not that din of Malkus, and not this din either, it's not Naveri Deraisa. Over there, his brother Kivega says no. He says if the Edim are made on a Psul Midrabonon, a Chalutza L'Koyin Edid, that would be Mechayiv for the Malkus of lying in Bezin, L'San B'racha Et Shoker, al Malkus Deraisa. Here you don't have that teretz. See, here it's only an averi drabonon. It's only an averi drabonon. You have to say shigur d'lishnahu. Now, as far as the Mishnah Gimel that says, Elu she'en chayzvin, amon l'koin god v'gushu v'chalutz l'koin edis. The Mishnah says, mefurish, that they're not part of the Yori Rach HaLevov. So, if you look at the Rishonim, the Tesianta brings it over here, the Gemara, is, the answer to that is that the Koyin was Mekadish Anisha, but he didn't yet do an Averu. Rabbi Yosi is talking about over here where the Nisun was done by Isser, not the Kedushin.
So say the way what's coming out is based on the Gemara is that the issur for a kohen to marry a kohen hedid, just says a kohen's not allowed to marry a kohen hedid. A kohen's not allowed to marry a grusha. What's the issur? The issur is the kedushin, or the issur is it's issure bio. The marshal, somebody is born echem mi'arayis, you can't talk about the issur being an issur kedushin. The kedushin is not chal. So at best, what you could say is issur bio because it's an issur chayvei krisus. That's why kedushin is not chal. Mashenkin an almonu l'koin godol or grusha l'koin hedit, the kedushin is chal. Novos, what's also is the beila. So he wasn't yet over in issur. So the Mishnah could say over there that he's choiser midin eras issur, but he's not choiser because it's loy l'koko, but not that he's a balaver because he wasn't a balaver to kedushin. Even though l'chayra and l'cha balaver, the guy married a woman that he's not allowed to live with. He's planning to do an aver. Deval is not a balaver. Lemaisa is not so partial. Taisvis in Yevomis is mistapik that ken zain a ruse isha is also midrabana. There's a chinuch that says even by Surya Bia, to be Makadish is Surya Bia. Tais says lo lokocho. So Mel, there's an isra. It's not an isra chom, it's not chayvi kriso, it's not chayvi malchus. Some type of isra on the taking, even though it's not chal, it's a pella. How can there be an isra on something which is nothing? It's hevel. The kedushin is not chal. But over here, the kedushin is chal. So Zemokum Lodna, he's not allowed to marry her. The Kedushin itself is awesome. So the Fida Atzad, that being Mekadosh is also an Averi, so then he's a Balaveri for that. So then you have to say the Mishnah before is not like the Shita of Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. One more Yediyah. What we asked before about Chalutza, it could be a Shigri Delishan, like we said, that's the Pashtus. There's another Tzad, Kivega brings over here on the side of the Mishnah, is that maybe you'll say that Naveri Drabonon, it has an asmachta deiraisa, and chalutza is considered a grusha. It has a smach midaraisa. There it's more chomer. There it has a din of an aver midaraisa. That would be the other thought. Mishnah Vov. Vayte voy ki chaloisa shetnu daber lom. Upoktu sorry tzvois b'roish om. After the shetim, those that are in charge, finish their thinning of the ranks. To say over, it was like to say it over in the context of a musa shmuz, but it's good hashkofa. Bavus de Maisa, where the maskilim in Brisk put on a play. The play was designed to make fun of the tzura of a Yiddish war. This was obviously the tkufa when Zionism was on the rise. And the thought that Jews could protect themselves, Koichi Vayitzim Yadi, was a big seller. And they showed what the Jewish army looks like if you do it the Rabban Shalom's way. And the Kohen Meshuch Muhammad gets up, and the Shaitim get up, and they send one group back, and another group back, and another group back. Hayori Virach Levov, everybody goes back. Who's left? Who's left? The close-up of the play shows who's left is two Altiyinu with two white beards. One is introduced as the Shagasari, one is introduced as the Goyin. Two Altiyinu is sitting there. The Goyin is almost as big as them. And all of a sudden, the enemy comes thundering over the mountaintop. There's facing them two defenseless Altiyidin. And the Goyin turns to the Shagasayi. The Shagasayi was older than the Goyin. And the Goyin says, Reb Leibi, Zayn Techelte, you're older. Zayt's Mechubid Mitashis. Be Mechubid with the first shot. When they came to Reb Chaim Brisker and they told him about the play, Reb Chaim said, there's only one thing they missed. They forgot to say, that's Taka the way it was, and they won. That's the way Yidden wage war. All you need is a Shagasaya and a Goyin, and you need to learn Mishnayis Be'iyun, and that's the way to win the Yiddish war. Lemaisa on an Averi Derabbonon, just another thought, we're talking about Tzadikim Gemurim. Who doesn't have an Averi Derabbonon Biyodi? The Gemara's example of Yori Virach Levov is on an Averi Derabbonon would be even somebody who spoke out between Tfilin Shel Rosh and Tfilin Shel Yad. Now that could be some a random example. Usually it's not that way with Chazal. The Machshava Svarim say that the sign of a tzaddik is somebody who his Olam HaMachshava is Mechubet Olam HaMaisa. The Tfilin Shel Yad has to do with Olam HaMaisa. Tfilin Shel Rosh represents the Olam of Chochma, the Olam of thought. Somebody who speaks out, who makes a hefsek between the two, there's a certain distance there between his Nasa v'nishma, his Kabbalah Sater is not complete. That's why he's sent back. No, it's a vort. So the Mishnah says over here that then the Mocham was ready to start. Upoktu sorry tzvois b'roi sh'om. They took charge of the people, of the soldiers. Ubakevoi shalom.
They also appointed shaitrim to stand in the back. Ma'amidim skifin lefnehem. They put strong, sturdy soldiers on the front that if people fell or people fainted, they would be able to be maimed them. They'd be able to strengthen them and push them forward. V'acherim me'acherim, other soldiers in charge from the back. U'chshilin shel barzel bidem, and they had, it's like spears. V'chol mevakash lachs, if anybody would be frightened and try to turn around and retreat, harushus biyodeh lekapech ha'shoykov, to poke him and to force him from retreating to keep on going forward. Shetchilas nisa nefilo. The Loshna of Chazal is the beginning of defeat in battle, the beginning of retreat and fleeing is nefila, which means that the beginning of defeat in battle is when soldiers start retreating backwards. Shenemar, Nos Yisrael lefnei plishtim v'gam magef g'doy lehoyse ba'om. You see how the Novi says it over here. This is by the Mulchoma that was against the plishtim in the days of Eli HaKoyin, when his two sons, Chofni and Pinchas, took the Oren Hashem, and they went out to battle. Nos Yisrael, they fled lefnei plishtim, and only then it says, v'gam magef g'doy lehoyse ba'om. The misa was a gnigram, was the effect. The cause of it was the vayanusu.